Good evening. Shortly before we came on the air tonight, members of the crew of that Asiana Airlines wide-body 777 talked about what happened and what they did in those first moments after the crash in San Francisco when the tail section was clipped by the seawall and the jet spun and skidded into a halt, eventually bursting into flames. Apparently, the first command from the flight deck to the crew said not to evacuate immediately. We now know the imminent danger called for an immediate evacuation. Tom Costello continues to cover for us tonight from San Francisco. Tom, good evening.
Hi, Brian. Good evening to you. I'm going to take you right to runway 28 left out there at SFO, and we have just been told by the NTSB they hope to release the runway tonight, although it's going to take some time, of course, to clear all the debris from the runway. We also learned this afternoon, as you mentioned, that at first the pilots on board the plane did not order an evacuation order. That it took 90 seconds before they started evacuating because at first the pilots did not realize how bad the crash was. 12 flight attendants were on board Flight 214. Rescuers credit their quick action with helping to save 307 lives.
As the evacuation went on, the fire did continue, and the flight attendants and the flight crew were involved in trying to fight the fire on the inside.
Three flight attendants were ejected from the rear of the plane on impact. One sustained massive head injuries, the other a broken leg. In a report submitted to United Airlines, a first officer in a 747 waiting to take off on the same runway after Flight 214 landed described the crash and then two survivors stumbling but moving. I saw one survivor stand up, walk a few feet, then appear to squat down. The other appeared to be a woman and was walking, then fell off to her side and remained on the ground until rescue personnel arrived. Today, some of the flight attendants left for Seoul, South Korea, and talked briefly to reporters.
Asiana Airlines and all the flight attendants and related personnel are working as hard as possible to recover from this accident.
Meanwhile, the three pilots in the cockpit have told investigators they struggled to line up properly for a visual landing, then realized too late their auto throttle had not maintained a minimum speed. But investigators have not found any evidence of the auto throttle malfunctioning. Retired 777 Captain Tom Casey says auto throttle isn't designed to suddenly kick in when a plane is already set up for a landing.
If the airplane thinks it's landing because the radio altimeter says it's only at 50 feet, then it will not come in. It just says, well, captain's landing the airplane.
We have to go back to there is automation there to support the pilots, but the pilots also have to fly the airplane. They have to monitor and they have to fly.
Back on runway 28 left today, a haunting image as Asiana Flight 214 again arrived from Seoul, passing the burned out remains of Saturday's Flight 214. One more interesting fact we heard just now from the NTSB. The pilot reports that at 500 feet, he had a flash of blinding light. The NTSB isn't sure what that was or whether it contributed to the crash. Brian?
And Tom, there was another bit of news in the aviation business today, and this goes all the way back to the crash of a commuter airliner outside of Buffalo, New York, in bad weather a few years back.
Yeah, the FAA announced it is going to be raising the requirements for pilots. Captains have to have at least 1,000 hours as a co-pilot. Co-pilots have to have 1,500 hours total in the cockpit first. This comes after Colgan Air crash 4 years ago in which 50 people died, and at the time, many people believed, and the investigations showed, that the crew did not have sufficient experience.
All right, Tom Costello covering all things aviation tonight, starting us off from San Francisco. Tom, thanks.